Here I go. I've called mine, "What Do You Make of This?" Ever since I can remember, I've been curious about everything, but particularly about the human condition. If I were to encapsulate in a sentence what I'd most like to ask others, it would be, "What do you make of all this?" I've had a lifelong curiosity about how other human beings live, not in the physical sense, but as in how they make sense of this business called living. As a girl of the 1950s and a young woman of the 1960s, I existed in a world in which gender inequality, religious intolerance, patriarchal authority were writ large. I had an uneasy relationship with all of them, perhaps the subjects of some future blogs. Suffice to say, I could not be told. My mother's voice is in my ear. Jacqueline, don't listen to that. I learned by bruising encounters with these aspects of my world often enough to remain inward with my thoughts and views. Developing this inner life was no easy feat. Years of searching, sampling, discarding, accruing ideas, paradigm schemas took place. And I have to sincerely apologize to those along the way who were hurt by all my experimentation. Very importantly, I needed to give myself permission to take up the ideas and ways that seem right for me. I have a deeply ingrained desire to please, to conform. It's only my inquiring mind that won't allow me to blindly follow this conditioning. My chosen views, my way of being, albeit much of it hidden, were fed by everything I could read. I became an autodidact, reading, entering the writer's consciousness, and embracing their worldview became my way of seeing what others make of all this. Enter Justin. We crossed paths at Geelong Grammar School in what I believe now was a synchronistic occurrence. Thanks, Chris Mackey, for the term I now know. I was in English teaching, and Justin was the director of the Positive Education Institute. I was a coach in training with Growth Coaching International. And in pursuit of coaching practice, I blithely stood up at one morning tea and invited any staff members who wished to be coached by me or any of the other 9 strong coaching team that I was coordinating to allow us basically to practice on them. In time, the coaching team together coached 33 of our colleagues and I achieved my coaching accreditation with GCI. Justin accepted my invitation and we began our coaching sessions, which continued over the course of the year. Unsurprisingly, perhaps to those who know us both well, we discovered we are attuned in so many ways in what we make of all this. In the course of our rich coaching conversations and many exchanges of resources, a synergy was born. We both gained. We both felt enriched, energized, and I believe elevated. Following my retirement from GTS as a classroom English teacher, Justin emailed me and asked me, was I interested in a business proposition? That first cautious yes, now 15 months of development later, has resulted in our joint offering of my manifesto. Throughout the development of my manifesto, up to this point on our launching night, because of the generosity of spirit of Justin and all my manifesto trial mates, some of you are sitting right in front of us now, I have been privileged to see life through others' eyes, to deeply engage with what's important to them. How wondrous is this opportunity? How congruent with my compelling question, and what do you make of all this? Beyond this launch, my heartfelt desire is to continue this journey with my manifesto, accompanied by all who take up our offer of an experience. in return, in the coaching sessions, my pledge is to be of benefit, to hold my clients safe while they connect with their authentic inner self, the self who illuminates their preferred road ahead. That's me.